Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know, I've sat here all morning, and Paige has almost like a woman does. Their instinct is there. I guess you want to say maternal instinct. And I just sat here and looked at her, and I said, "I am so nervous." And she's like, "Why are you so nervous?" I said, "Cause this is like." I mean, this is a huge deal to me. Yep. It's a huge deal to Fat Boy. It's a huge deal to a lot of people right now. Aww. And it is an honor, an absolute freaking honor.
Privilege.
To talk to the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, Brett the Hitman Hart. Good morning, sir.
Nice to talk to you guys.
I mean, really, I am... I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan, and I'll tell you a funny thing is I was thinking about this interview a lot yesterday, and I'll do that without the use of a computer. I'll just sit there with a pen and a piece of paper, and I started writing down all these questions, and I had to look at it from two different ways here, Brett. I had to look at it from my point of view and that of our listeners, and there's stuff that I would ask you that our listeners might not even know what I was talking about. But I also didn't want to sit there and just say, hey, you know, you're this... I didn't want to Chris Farley it. I didn't want to say, oh, you're this legend. But I do, before we get into the heart of all this thing, I want to thank you what you've done for professional wrestling and, you know, to the industry itself, an industry that, oddly enough, I don't think gives you your just due still at this point, but... Thank you, though. I want to get that out of the way. Thank you so much for putting your body on the line all those years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I take a lot of pride in what I did and how well I did it. And so I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to talk about Spartanburg and big-time wrestling tonight, talking about a building that has so many memories. The thing that I thought about is I had all these questions, and then I texted a friend of mine, and I said, hey, look, talking to Brett tomorrow, tell me if you think this is a good question or blah, blah, blah. And he said, you know, funny thing, I'm actually talking with him right now. And my heart about stopped.
That's a good friend to ask.
I was like, oh, my God. So I was like, well, I can't use your questions now because he may already know that I've been asking for help. Yep. Did you hear any information like that yesterday, Brett?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect. So this is my real question then. Prior to you lacing up the boots in 78, I believe, 1978, who would you say was the premier, the greatest champion of that era prior to you starting? So let's say pre-78. Who was the greatest? Because, you know, there's the various Mount Rushmores, but when it talks about the golden age, who would you say that would be?
It's a little bit hard to answer because it's all sort of it was what territories you were familiar with. You know, like I wasn't really that familiar. I've never watched Ric Flair, for example, in my life, so I never knew anything about him.
Right.
Other than seeing pictures of him and sort of hearing how what a great great wrestler he was becoming, and that I think he was champion like in those around those days for me. So
yeah,
I mean, he was somebody that I knew about, but I never watched him. Mm-hmm. And same with Ricky Steamboat. I mean, I saw pictures of him, but I never watched him. I never got to see him. He wasn't on TV or anything for me. So it's more the guys I would name are guys that might not rate, you know, to you who you didn't see. But I remember, for example, Antonio Inoki was a great wrestler. Oh, yeah. Fujinami was another guy. Tatsumi Fujinami over Japan was
right. We're huge really marks.
Good. Yeah, we are.
We really know. The guys. I was thinking more, I guess, along the lines of like, you know, Luthez and like those kinds of names. You know, right before the 70s. You know, the Buddy Rogers of the world, stuff like that.
The guy that comes to mind, and because somebody did ask me this question yesterday about the guy I'm going to talk about, but Nick Bockwinkel from the AWA up in Minneapolis was as good a wrestler as there ever was. I mean, there was, I don't think anybody, you take all the classic champions like Dory Funk and Terry Funk and Hardy Race, and there was nobody, none of those guys were better than Nick Bockwinkel.
Right.
God, Vern had a lot of good guys up there. He might have had a stacked roster of anybody over the years.
Yeah. But it's hard to say. I grew up with a guy named Archie the Stomper Gooley, who was a big villain in my dad's territory. But he was, to me, he was one of the greatest wrestlers that ever put on a pair of boots. He was such a great villain and such a great worker.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys I know never rated him at all. So it's like... it depends on who, you know, what era and what, you know.
But even, you know, like, I was going to say, mention Fatboy mentioning AWA, like with Stampede, with your father's promotion. I mean, let's talk, not just you, let's talk about Owen. God love him. God bless him. Loved your brother, dude.
Yeah.
Pit Bulls, a guy that a lot of people probably don't know the name of, a guy, Leo Burke. All these guys came out of Stampede. I mean, what was the big difference maker? What was your dad doing differently than everyone else was?
Well, you know, it's all sort of, you know, it's what you do, whatever you can at the time kind of thing. But my dad really did the first Monday Night Raw kind of wrestling. Like, he did a live TV show that was taped. But it was live Friday night, and it aired Saturday morning, right. So there was really any editing or anything, but it was put together, and it was live with sort of, you know, interviews that were done between matches,
right?
And if you really kind of scale it back, that's really what Vince McMahon did with Monday Night Raw. He took 90 minutes of live wrestling with interspersed with promos and whatnot. But really, so I could say my dad was the pioneer. He didn't do the studio wrestling, which is what so many places, I think probably you guys watch a lot of studio wrestling.
Oh, yeah. And the Omni in Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah. The Crockett.
Three or four beats and, you know, a bunch of fans that aren't real, you know, connoisseurs of wrestling. I don't think I never watched. I think what my dad tried to do was better. Like, I liked... Like, when I watch wrestling back today and I watch a match of mine with Leo Burke or somebody in Stampede Wrestling, it comes across more real, you know. It's like, and compared to studio wrestling that I never really did studio wrestling except for places that I worked every now and then, but
right.
It was never the same. It was kind of like a cheap way to do wrestling. And I just don't think it
it gave the more character development too, with all those interviews and backstage stuff. I mean, it gave the excellent.
You know, this leads perfectly into my question, Brett. Because if you watched the first couple years of Raw, your parents were featured, you know, in some angles here or there. But I felt personally, Lawler really kind of ripped into your parents. I know it's a part of the show, but were you ever comfortable with the way your parents were used on the show? Did it bother you any?
Especially your mom.
Yeah, that was brutal, man.
Yeah, it was a funny thing. I'll tell you a funny story. Is that Lawler was talking about my mom and my dad and Stu putting his teeth in backwards, or, you know, I can't remember what it was. He was having a lot of fun saying stuff about my dad. And it was my brother Olin that came up to me and said, he's going too strong, and I don't like it. And he went too.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no! He just bite.
He was upset about it, and I was like, you know, I'll wait till I get home. Like, you know, we'll talk to my mom and dad, and see how they are with all this stuff. And we came up to the house. Owen and I both met up at my dad's house. I think Owen might even been a heel then. You know, we weren't necessarily friends yet. Like, yeah. We had to be careful when we went up to the Hart House. We always kayfabed.
Even at home?
No, thank God.
Even at home, yeah. There was a lot of the biggest marks in the world are in my house. That's my dad's house.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so we would sneak in and then go meet upstairs and talk to my mom and dad. And we went into my mom and dad's office, and they were in tears laughing about Jerry Lawler.
Oh, good.
They were so, my mom was like, oh, that Jerry Lawler. And she was like, they were having so much fun with it. I remember I looked at Owen and I kind of shrugged my shoulders, and he looked at me and he was like, he was stunned. And because Owen was real worked up about it. And it was like, I'm so glad I didn't say anything, because we could tell from just the way they reacted that they were actually having more fun with it than anyone.
Oh, so, yeah.
I thought Stu could handle it, but when you talk about mom, you get into a certain territory, you know, where it's just too much.
Well, he said something about my dad, you know, having a heart attack or something like that. That was what got Owen mad. It's like, what if he did have a heart attack?
Yeah.
It's like, and I'm like, well, I don't know. What if he didn't, you know? Like, you know, it's like,
they loved it.
It was in the end, it was like we both realized how much my mom and dad really had fun with it. And
yeah.
Then they weren't worked up about it at all.
Well, you're talking to the legend himself, Bret the Hitman Hart, a guy that you'll be able to go tonight and meet and take pictures with and get autographs from at Big Time Wrestling at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. He'll be there along with the likes of first off, let's say this. A guy that we love is freaking George South.
George South.
I love George South. He's freaking awesome. But also other legends will be there, like Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll Express. Now, you mentioned a moment ago that you had never seen Ric Flair actually wrestle. When you were transitioning into tagging with the Anvil, did you – I know there was magazines and very, very early tape trading, but did you ever get to see, like, the Rock and Roll Express or the Midnight Express or any of those tag teams in the old Crockett days? Did you ever get to see that?
You know, every once in a while, you'd wrestle somewhere where they would come on TV, and you could see it. Yeah. But it was usually, like, Ric Flair, to be really honest, I never saw him. Like, I'd see him on TV on a Saturday when I was packing my stuff up and getting ready to go to the airport or something.
Yeah.
But I'd look and I'd see him on TV, but he was never wrestling. He was always cutting a promo or building into, or they showed a highlight of his match or something, but I never got to really watch him.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the Midnight Express. You know, I got to see different times, different matches with different guys, but I don't know that I ever saw their best stuff. I don't really know what I watched. I have an idea of what they were like and how, but I never really got to have someone say, here, these are the best five matches they ever had, in my opinion.
Right.
I mean, like, you really got to watch these, you know. Like, I wish I could. I would love to sit down and watch.
Right.
Some real. I've always heard really, really good things about them. So, they're certainly respected far and wide. So,
Stu didn't ever have scaffold matches up there in Canada.
yeah.
Like, would you have done? Yeah, right.
Not
like,
in the basement. Wow. It seemed a little too low.
Yeah.
The ladder match was, and cage match were regulars in Stampede Wrestling.
Right, but, yeah. But scaffold, yeah. My Lord.
You know, Brett, your history with Vince McMahon is legendary. It goes without saying. I think it's fair to say maybe hot and cold over the years. Do you ever foresee a future where Vince is back in the wrestling business, or is it over?
Only if he buys another business. You know, he's got enough money. I heard something about him and Hulk Hogan might open up some kind of wrestling company or something, but I mean, I don't have a lot of faith in that matchup.
Do you think the business?
I mean, I, Vince had a great mind. I don't know, like, from what I gather, talking to young wrestlers that are in WWE today, that that Vince became a big obstacle to getting things done at the end. He became almost too much of a tyrant, or, you know, he seemed to be unhappy with everything everybody was doing, and sort of scrub ideas midway through the show.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people tell me that since the day he left, it's been tranquil and business has been better, and everyone has a better attitude. So, I mean, Vince may have just burned himself out after a while. You know, how many ideas can a guy come up with in wrestling lines, storylines and stuff?
I could see that. Now, the mark in me, Bret Hart, has to ask you this. When you heard the news about Vince and the, you know, the removal of as CEO and this, that, or the other, like, would you say that – what did you do when you heard that? Was there one of those Bret Hart smiles? I mean, what was literally going through your mind when you heard that?
Well, I, you know, immediately thought, and I still do, that I should draw it all on a blackboard drawing.
You're a great artist, by the way. You are. You're a great artist.
I would love to draw some of that for the wrestlers in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would draw that on the blackboard, and it would just be so... so, everything that happened. John Laurinaitis and just the pages that they were doing with that poor girl.
Yeah,
Shame on all of them. I mean, that's just terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always been, you know, I've had ups and downs with Vince McMahon, and in a lot of ways, I have a lot of respect for him. But at the same time, I find what happened there inexcusable, and just there's no place for that.
Yeah.
I think Vince McMahon became a predator. And used wrestling as his backdrop for all of his sort of evil. And this tells me that, you know, too much money can turn you into a bad person.
It's true. You can have money can buy everything, but power. And that's the thing that a lot of people like that seek, is that power and that, you know, domineering kind of style. I'm looking at a mile long of text asking where you're going to be tonight. Bret Hart, along with the Rock and Roll Express, along with, well, you said Matt Riddle. Yes, he will
Riddle's
be there.
George South.
George South is going to be there. There's someone else I'm missing. I can't.
Big Papa Pump,
Big
right?
Big Papa Pump. Scott Steiner will be there doing math problems for your kids. Let me check that out. Bret Hart, such a freaking honor to talk to you, sir. I want to again say I loved your brother. I can't imagine. I just want to say from my heart, like, I appreciate you being as open talking about all that stuff as you have been over the years.
Well, I miss my brother Owen too, and I feel that his legacy's never waned. People have remembered him, and will always remember him. So. Yeah.
Brett, yes, Hitman Hart, God bless you, sir.
Legend.
Everybody will see you tonight in Spartanburg at the auditorium. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. You guys take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Oh, Paige, look at me right now.
I know.
I was like got the bumps on my arms. That was nice, man. That was nice. I literally said at the beginning of the year, or no, it was toward the end of last year whenever we had Dax in, when I was talking about Dax Harwood, he said, who's your bucket list? And I said, oddly enough, the first one I went with was Tony Schiavone, just because from my
point of
view...
We've been trying to get him for years.
From my point of view, I'd love to ask him stuff that he saw doing the play-by-play, but then, like, Dustin Rhodes is on that list, you know? But then Bret was on the list, and then here we...
How nice.
We just need to start manifesting this stuff.
Dude, we're
who do you want to talk to next?
Knocking him out. The two you just mentioned. Perfect.
Tony Schiavone.
Let's get Schiavone. Let's get Dustin. Gold Dust.
Let's get timeless Tony Storm in here.
When did his brother pass away? I don't know the whole story.
Oh, yeah, Paige doesn't know the story.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was tragic. Very tragic.
Yeah, it was very tragic. He fell.
That's the one. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, we were actually talking about that just the other day. That you know, just as fans and as human beings, we don't understand how that show could have went on.
He's like, you know, a survivor of his family. You know, Amble's no longer with us. Davey Boy's no longer with us.
Very much so. And then, you know, his and I'm glad he's probably not here to hear this, actually, unless he's still listening. What's up, Bret Hart? I don't think of him in WCW at all. like that.
It's not really fair too.
It was just like a trail, like you yeah. know, it was what it was in WWF, but that I don't think of him in that way at all.
I wasn't sure if he would even talk about Vince, but
he brought him up. Yeah. I know. Like I had that at the beginning because I was going to ask. Remember the thing I was going to
open the
say,
door.
What would you do if Hulk Hogan offered you the real Canadian beer? Because he does real American beer. That was awesome. If you are in the area, get the opportunity. Go see Bret Hart tonight. Go see Ricky and Robert. Go see Scotty Steiner. I ain't calling him Scotty. He'll whoop my ass.
He will.
Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner.
Arn. Go see Arn.
Scott. Arn, God, how did I mention Arn and Brock's going to be there, along with C-Dub?
George South, Riddle, all of them stacked cart.
Yeah, so go check that out tonight. Big Time Wrestling at the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. We'll be back with Birthdays and Suckets on a Friday morning.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Here we go.
We can make
All
it
right,
work.
Let's do this.
Scene number one. Again, the names are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'll remind you, that's the thing that we do. We change the name, so we're trying to give ourselves credit. But seriously, playing the role of Deuce Jenner will be Matt Mann. Playing the role, and you heard this name brought to life live yesterday on the show. Playing the role of Kiwi Herman is Paige. Playing the role of Clean Joe Green is Matt Mann. And debuting the role of Nuka Pakua.
Oh my God.
Is Fatboy. And action. I'm paying $100 cash if someone will house sit from like 3 in the afternoon to like 11 at night. Now, all you got to do is like sit there while people, you know, pick up stuff that I've been selling on Facebook Marketplace. And I work swing shifts, so most buyers come before dark, right? So you just got to like wait for me to confirm that the Venmo went through and then make sure they only take what they paid for.
Where are you heading, Deuce Jenner? Out of town? Hashtag must be nice.
Not going anywhere, Kiwi Herman. I'm just cleaning house. Got too much ass, and I hate dealing with people, okay? Plus, it also gives me more time to focus on my new career as a motivational speaker. That way, I don't have to deal with people. So let me get this straight. You want someone to sit in your house while complete strangers, these random mafas like Phil, come by and just pillage through your junk. Is that doing a surfer voice? Yeah, exactly. Except it's not junk. Just make sure they don't like steal stuff. Like last Wednesday, for instance, someone bought my old podcast equipment. So they also took my Ninja Blender and my entire Jethro Tull vinyl collection.
Oh, cuz, what even still say left in the yard sale? You mean, Deuce?
That's personal, Nuka Pakua. On Facebook Marketplace, you know, it gives you a chance to keep a sense of antiquity.
Did you mean ambiguity?
That too. Now, what kind of weird-ass stuff are you selling that you don't want friends and family to see, huh?
You're not even sending a link to your seller page, brother. What, my collar's not good enough for you?
You guys aren't serious buyers. Y'all are just like lurkers and haters and bastards. Also, I'm over here trying to declutter, and you're acting like I sell thongs made out of pube hair.
Man, I wouldn't buy any of your busted old clothes.
Now, why is that, Kiwi Herman?
I'm being honest. It's just your body looks like a pocketbook full of buttholes.
Laughing my ass off. For real, though, what's up with the back acne? Let's talk about it. I mean, it's out there. The pock marks. I mean, you look like Seal's fat cousin. Hashtag just busting balls.
Yeah, if Seal had one chubby cousin working part-time at T-Mobile who also tried to be the speaker motivational. But you hate people, and that would be you. Call you Walrus, brah.
All right, man, seriously, give me your address right now, Nuka Pakua.
For what, man? You're gonna come drop off one fruit basket full of your crusty tube socks?
You're sounding Irish now, by the way. No, I'm coming to where you stay so I can wipe your ass.
Oh, you better hurry, my brother. I'm taking a gas station sushi dump right now.
In
scene. Scene number two. Playing the role of Gildo will be Matt Man. Playing the role of Alexis FNG will be Paige. Playing the role of Ashley will be Fatboy. Playing the role of cocaine stepdaughter is Fatboy. And donning the role, as always, of narrator is Paige. And in action.
Gildo, post a pic on Facebook of what looks like to be a small white bug in between two pieces of tile, almost like a piece of rice. It's definitely a bug, but what type exactly? Who knows? The following ensues.
Yo, WTF is this? A maggot or some kind of worm that preys on dogs or kitty cats? Please tell me. I'm so freaked out, registered nurse. I mean, right now.
Girl, that's a grub worm.
Alexis F and G, please refer back to my comment, please.
Oh, so maybe it's a maggot then. You know what, though? People survive in the wild by eating maggots and grubs, so you're good. And if they get eaten, it's just some good protein.
I can't stand a maggot. I know that much, yeah.
No. Trust me, I've dealt with my share of grub worms and maggots, and that's definitely a maggot, not a grub worm. Grub worms are a lot thicker and they don't move as fast. Plus, they just curl up in a ball if they feel threatened.
Well, I sprayed it with Lysol and I think I killed it.
Well, if he ain't dead, I mean, he's certainly high as hell right now.
Okay, so Roxy, our geriatric pit bull, was just scrubbing her ass across the floor.
OMG, then what happened?
I saw four of them damn worm thingies where she rubbed her butt H, and I am freaked out wondering if they came, you know, out of her peach emoji. Now, plus, I think Rock's son, who I'm babysitting right now, might have...
What's that?
8-1. WTF, my life. Oh,
man, I can't believe what the hell I'm reading right now, man.
I'm dying over here picturing this going down and the look on your face. Three laughing emotion, crying.
You know, they can't get tapeworms from mosquitoes and flies. More likely, though, she could have been just out in the yard rolling around in maggots or something and probably just brought them in.
Oh, man. I see what you mean. Like, the maggot was hanging on like the movie Cliffhanger or something, and the dog's ass was the cliff.
So they won't hurt my doggies like these maggots or grub worms or whatever the hell they are.
Nah, man, he's good. My dog eats stupid spit all the time. I mean, he's got manes on the top of his head like a bald dude, but he's still kicking. I wasn't worried about it too much.
Well, I think y'all are wrong. It does not have legs, okay? First off, it has a pointed-looking head and, like, a blunt end. It's a freaking maggot. It's got to be a maggot.
I think
it's just got to be a maggot.
I think it is a maggot, but if there's a dead animal around and your dog found it, then that's probably where it came from. You know, dogs are known for rolling out in it for some reason. I'm talking about dead animals. I don't know the exact logic behind it, but she could have just had them on her fur from that and brought them in the house. I mean, look, I wouldn't freak out. Besides, a grub is a lot bigger than a maggot anyway.
No, you better look into that. That is very, very, that's a very big maggot. Probably something under the floorboards or under the house.
Oh, damn, man. You got like a maggot invasion. It's like that movie where tomatoes took over the town and killed people. Except now it's your house and it's maggots. I'd move out.
I mean, look at the picture, y'all. It was small, like rice-sized. I guess I zoomed in too much and made it, like, super-sized and made it look inaccurate. But it really ain't that damn big. It's just not.
I'd check that damn dog for wounds and then give her a bath. That's what I'd do.
You know, the more that I think about this, I read and I think about it and I read, I really think that she got into something real nasty outside and then just, like, brought it in there. Just coincidence, she rubbed her butt there, LOL. I googled a bunch of stuff. No wounds, so highly unlikely that they actually, like, come out her.
Hey, look, you can never be too sure. I'd take that dog to the damn vet before he's got an army of those maggots coming out of his ass heel like some kind of damn horror movie.
Man. Oh, my God, I think I'm gonna throw up y'all for real, y'all.
Insane!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Very close to Spartanburg, South Carolina. We can see Brett the Hitman Hart tonight.
Yeah, he's probably there right now.
He probably is. He's probably running the ropes, brother. Just have to say, hey, famous people celebrating your birthday today. Happy birthday, Ors. Suck it.
Hell yeah, he's warming up. Let's start with this gentleman. He's a newly acquired Baltimore Raven. He was a Kansas City Chief in the Super Bowl. He also played at D.W. Daniel High School. He's a Clemson Tiger. He got drafted by the Houston Texans.
Yes, he did. And he is, I feel like there should be a warning sticker on his person.
He's still productive. DeAndre Hopkins.
Nuclear. That's what I was saying with the warning stickers.
Nuclear himself.
Nuclear Hopkins.
Town of Central, South Carolina will shut down today.
He's with who now?
He just signed with the Ravens.
Oh. So he'll be playing on the same team with Nate Wiggins?
Yep.
Damn.
Lamar Jackson, Travis Henry. That team. Derrick Henry. Excuse me.
That was my pick to win the Super Bowl last year.
Ravens?
Yeah.
They could go back. You know, they reloaded. They got better.
Although the freaking, I hate calling them the Commanders, but that's what they want to be called now. Oh, it's Commanders.
They had a good draft, and they got Debo now.
It's like somebody, you know, hey, I'm not Therese anymore. I'm Terry. You keep calling me by my old name.
It's like, I'm only going to change it once. Don't decide you want to be Therese again.
Nuclear Hopkins, I will guess and say, is 34 or 5. I'll go half credit on each.
All right. Sounds good. 34.
Nuke is 33 years old. You know what's cool is he just got his number retired to Daniel this past year. And I think it was
What took him so long?
I don't know. They did. Shaq Lawson and Pistol Pete retired them all.
My God, they must have just been waiting to... God, I mean, Pistol Pete's been dead since the 80s.
Yep. Die of a heart attack at a pickup game.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Is this gentleman working this weekend? I don't know.
This gentleman?
This gentleman right here.
Is it Sheamus?
Nope.
Drew McIntyre.
It is Drew McIntyre's birthday. Drew McIntyre.
Drew, I named my big sword after my mom.
Three, two, one.
Is he handsome?
I mean, he is.
He's a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking dude. Yeah, okay. I found no problem with
him. I like him being Scottish.
He used to be in a three-man band.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was him, Jinder Mahal, and Heath Slater. We're a three-man band.
Okay, oh, God, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got kids.
Then they went to two. Then it was just Heath
a one-man band.
I'm a one-man
band. I'm a one-man band.
What a bit.
I got kids. Drew McIntyre, he's been around a lot. I think he started in TNA years ago, went WWE, got fired, went back to TNA, and now is back as the Scottish Assassin or whatever.
He worked those indies, man, built his name back up and became a hot free agent.
Oh, I like the black kilt that he wears. That's pretty sexy.
You look at chest.
Uh-huh.
You would.
Mm-hmm.
Old Southern women would, too.
Drew McIntyre's got to be... What? I'm doing a surfer voice for him.
Drew.
I would say Drew is 43.
Scottish surfer.
Okay. Isn't it our time since I brought my sword?
43.
Is it 43?
It's a big one for Drew.
50.
40.
No.
Oh, wow.
Just turned 40. He ain't been around that long.
Lordy, Lordy.
It seems 40. Like, I mean, he's... I bet you... I'm looking. I bet you he's been wrestling 25 years.
Ain't nobody gonna handcuff him, baby.
He's handsome.
I'm trying to remember what his name was, and he was in TNA, and I can't remember. This is some kind of off-putting music. I don't like it.
Well, I don't agree with his name. I don't know if you can say it, but
you can say Cracker.
It is Uncle Cracker's birthday.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I stay out of the way too. Of racist people, Paige. Really. Not that he is.
No, but he was nice. Didn't we have him on the show? Or I remember seeing him somewhere, meeting, talking to him.
There were a time we talked to a lot of people.
We would not turn down interviews.
No, I know.
Because we didn't get phone calls. So we're like, well, we got to fill this time up. Let's interview Babe Ruth's granddaughter.
Didn't we hang out with him, Kid Rock, for something?
Let's not stretch that. It wasn't a hangout. They were somewhere we were at the same time in the backstage, the same area. We talked to Uncle Cracker, but we didn't get near Kid Rock.
Oh, well, I didn't go to that.
I didn't go to the meet and greet.
No.
Uh-uh.
No, I mean, I talked to him, but I didn't go to the strip club.
Well, I did go to that.
So
I didn't get to meet David Allen Coe, though. That's a big regret for me.
Dave. Still got time.
What for? Oh, to meet him?
Yeah.
I don't think he tours anymore.
You got to drive to him. You got to find him and then just go meet him. Uncle Cracker.
46.
Uncle Cracker's 50 damn 1 years old today.
Wow.
Lord.
Let's move off of him and let's shift
Lord
to...
Lord have mercy.
Let's see if you can get it within two guesses.
Right. It's Jonathan.
Nope.
Fieldy.
Nope.
Monkey.
It is Monkey's birthday.
Damn it, I get it in three.
Schaefer. Monkey Schaefer. Yep.
He's got a beautiful wife. I'm going to say 51. For Jeremy Clements, who's off this weekend.
55.
Oh, I don't know if I should say this, but...
They're not going to Michigan? I know their schedule's a little different, but he's Cubs off. In Michigan.
Certain he's off.
Monkey is 55 years old today.
Hey, got a job. Hold on. Let's see.
While you thumb for that, I'll tell you, it is not NPH's birthday.
I do use my thumb when I scroll. You knew that.
He thumber. It is Max Casella's birthday.
Oh.
He was Vinny Delpino on Doogie Howser. He just come in Doogie's window whenever he wanted to.
Gross.
Because it was always open.
Oh, I see.
Even when he was mad at him. By the end of the episode, they made up.
No, he's off this weekend.
Well, Cubs in Michigan this weekend. I know their schedules don't always match up.
What are you saying?
Max Casella.
Yeah, he's by himself. And then he goes to Mexico City, he says. To race? Or are they going on vacation? I don't know. I was reading a text.
They do race in Mexico City here soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Be careful, Jug.
That's one of the Prime races. Prime does a great job.
I hope no one tries to assume his identity and come back and steal his citizenship. how old are we? Jeremy Clements. How old is he? No, Max Casella. He's 53.
56.
Try 58 years old.
God.
Today. I don't have music for this guy.
How's Topanga? 60?
Topanga. We'll keep it going for...
I still would, too. She's gorgeous.
Bartlett's son.
Date her, not make love to her.
Talking about...
Giamatti.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti. Ton of movies.
Stan!
Chuck Rhodes and Billions, which is a great show.
He's also in one of the few good episodes of Black Mirror this season. Fantastic, in fact.
Have you ever seen Billions?
I have not.
Oh, if you love Business and Money, you'd love that show.
You know, Shark Tank's about as far as I go. I don't want my whole life to become like, every facet's got to involve business. I like my wrestling. Boy. I like my...
I feel that.
80s sitcoms. I like crap.
You got to have some good times.
Yeah.
He watches that, too.
How old is Doogie Howser, Paige? I forget who we're guessing.
Oh, yeah. Max Casella.
I've already guessed.
60?
I think he's already said.
No, it was Paul Giamatti. They're both 58, born on the same day in the same year.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip
through. We boxed that one, sorry.
I'm going to skip through a bunch of people here because we've got a big Saturday.
I hope Brett and Dax aren't still listening. You know how embarrassing it is. Please don't tell Drew McIntyre I thought he was 50. Jesus.
I don't tell him. We're going to skip Robert Englund. Freddy Krueger, 78 years old. Happy birthday. Because we got a big Saturday birthday from Georgetown University.
Pat Ewing.
Nope. First pick in the 19th.
Allen Iverson.
It is Allen Iverson's birthday Saturday. No. Talking about Bubba Chuck himself.
Dancer.
And I think...
You think Dancer's friends with Thundertaker?
Gotta be. And the Dunder Chief from AC/DC. His Reebok money is going to mature in 5 more years, which is at least $25
million.
Because it was in a trust.
Yeah, but you know what, though? They were smart to line up with him when they did, because they also did a deal with Skybox cards.
Oh, yeah.
And they released Reebok cards. And Nike tried forever to do something like that. And they just made their own and, like, gave them out at Foot Locker. But they knew that crap, man. And then Shaq went and bought it back, right? Did Shaq buy it or Flavor Flav? One of them bought Red Lobster.
Oh. Barbecue chicken, Ernie.
Yum.
Who owns the churches? Who owns Popeye now? Olive oil?
One of the chicken subsidiaries. How old is Alan going to be tomorrow?
Alan is going to be
52.
Alan's turning the big 50 Saturday. 50. Allen Iverson is 50.
Wow.
I remember his rookie year where he's crossing up Jordan.
So Kobe would have been turning 50 this year as well, then. Or hats, or would have, or whatever.
Would he have been? I don't know.
I mean, they're the same. Well, yeah, that's right. He did. He went straight from high school, so yeah.
Yeah, Kobe was 17 still.
Yeah.
Lower Marion.
Not Farragut.
No, that was KG. Should have been mauled in high school, KG, but I understand you had to leave. You had to get out to go to Chicago.
I had to go to Chicago. Right, let's get out of that dangerous mauled in South Carolina. Let's take him to Chicago.
But he'll tell you he's from Greenville when you see him in interviews.
You know why it's so windy up there? All the guns going off. Making a new air kind of stream.
That's what they call it. Yeah, Windy City, that's why.
We can't pick on them. We've got our problems here.
You know what's crazy, though?
Michigan
when I went
Avenue.
To Chicago, I couldn't find a Wendy's. Where's the laughter? Where's the roses to throw at me?
That was not in a good mood.
The one I laughed. I laughed like hell.
You know you did.
But sometimes when you know I laugh, you like to abuse it by 6:30, and I might have laughed. They should have the one Booker T robbed. Put a placard out by that one. Robbed by Booker T.
Oh, my God. Not once. Not twice. Five times. Actually, it's more than five times. He robbed that Wendy's morning, won a heavyweight championship. All right. I hope none of those guys are listening right now. They'll share that around. Go see The Legend tonight. Breath of Hitman Hart, Spartanburg Memorial. Spartanburg. Like I ain't. Spartanburg, you're really living it up right now. Last Friday, you had me and Fat Boy. This Friday, you got freaking the Rock and Roll Express and Bret Hart. Who's there next weekend?
I mean, what are you going to do?
Paige and Tickle from Moonshiners?
Gary Hoey, somebody.
It's insane. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Have a good weekend. And God bless America. It's good. Thank you.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.